150 Everests Gather for Family Reunion. Written by J.J. Everest Hermanson, Director of Quality Control. As we celebrate our company's legacy and 150 years of business, the Everest family also decided to hold a reunion that coincided with America's 250th birthday. Over 4th of July weekend, over 150 descendants of Lucius Garland, L.G. Everest, gathered in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It was a weekend of fun, socializing, and a lot of meeting new family members. We were also able to show off and educate family members about the business with a D and I train ride from Sioux Falls to Del Rapids and a quarry tour of Del Rapids East. Through the planning and execution of the event, I have been able to reflect on how significant this milestone is for our company and family. 150 years ago, when L.G. Everest started his own retail coal company, he probably couldn't even fathom what it has developed into today. And when Hubert started Western Contracting in 1917 and Intercontinental Engineering and Manufacturing Corporation, Intercon, in 1958, I doubt he knew that they would still be owned and operated by family to this day. What may be even more impressive is that there are 168 direct living descendants of Hubert throughout the country, each making their own impact in the world. Through learning their story and our history, it's clear that they were both hardworking family men whose decisions at the time were in the best interest of the business and their families. However, the legacy they left behind for the 4th, 5th, 6th, and even 7th generations is pretty incredible. I am very proud and thankful to have the opportunity to be a part of this family and the business. But I am also incredibly thankful for all the hardworking employees who have also been a part of this legacy. LG and Hubert may have been the drivers of the business, but they didn't do it alone. I also think an important lesson we can learn from these men is that we don't know what the future has in store for us, but working hard and taking care of people should be the foundation for success. We may never meet our descendants, but we can only hope that they have good memories of us.
Thank you for listening to this week's Rock Sand, July 10th, 2026.